positive discipline, the classic guide to helping children develop self-discipline, responsibility, cooperation, and problem-solving skills. Author Jane Nelson. Many parents and teachers today are feeling frustrated because children don't behave the way they used to in the good old days. What happened? Why don't today's children develop the same kinds of responsibility and motivation that seemed more prevalent in children many years ago? In fact, there are many major changes that have taken place in society over the past few years that more directly explain the differences in children today. The first major change is that adults no longer give children an example or model of submissiveness and obedience. Another major change is that in today's society, children have fewer opportunities to learn responsibility and motivation. They are given too much in the name of love without any effort or investment on their part, and they develop an entitlement attitude. There are 7 significant perceptions and skills necessary for developing capable people. 1. Strong perceptions of personal capabilities. 2. Strong perceptions of significance in primary relationships. 3. Strong perceptions of personal power or influence over life. 4. Strong interpersonal skills. 5. Strong interpersonal skills. 6. Strong systemic skills. 7. Strong judgmental skills. Most behavior problems can be eliminated when parents and teachers learn more effective ways to help their children and students develop healthy perceptions and skills. Most misbehavior can be traced to a lack of development in these significant 7 perceptions and skills. 3 main approaches for adult-child interaction. There are 3 main approaches for adult-child interaction. There are strictness, meaning excessive control, permissiveness, which means no limits, and positive discipline, which means authoritative kindness and firmness at the same time. Positive discipline is an approach that does not include excessive control or permissiveness. How is it different from other discipline methods? One difference is that positive discipline is not humiliating to children or to adults. One of the most important concepts to understand about positive discipline is that children are more willing to follow rules that they have helped establish. They become effective decision makers. A new look at misbehavior. What is misbehavior? Misbehavior is nothing more than a lack of knowledge, effective skills, and developmentally appropriate behavior. Adults often are just as lacking in knowledge as children. This is why power struggles between adults and children are so common. Most of the time, young children are just acting their age, not misbehaving. Many parents and teachers don't have enough knowledge about human behavior and child development, and thus treat age-appropriate behavior as misbehavior. There are 4 inappropriate or mistaken goals children adopt when they feel discouraged. They are called mistaken goals because they are based on mistaken beliefs about how to achieve belonging and significance. The 4 mistaken beliefs and mistaken goals of behavior. 1. Undue attention. I belong only when I have your attention. 2. Misguided power. I belong only when I'm the boss. Or at least, when I don't let you boss me. Revenge. I don't belong, but at least I can hurt back. Assumed inadequacy. It is impossible to belong. Effective encouragement methods for each mistaken goal. Undue attention. Remember that everyone needs attention. It is undue attention that is not encouraging to children. Misguided power. Remember that power is not a bad thing. It can be used constructively instead of destructively. Revenge. Remember that children cover up hurt feelings by seeking revenge. Assumed inadequacy. Remember that children are not inadequate, but will continue to act inadequate until they give up their belief that they are. Natural and logical consequences. Natural consequences. A natural consequence is anything that happens naturally, with no adult interference. No piggybacking allowed. Piggybacking actually lessens the learning that can occur from experiencing a natural consequence. Instead of piggybacking, show empathy and understanding for what the child is experiencing. Logical consequences. Logical consequences are different from natural consequences, in that they require the intervention of an adult, or other children, in a family meeting or a class meeting. The 4 R's to logical consequences. 1. Related. 2. Respectful. 3. Reasonable. 4. Revealed in advance. Related means the consequence must be related to behavior. Respectful means the consequence must not involve blame, shame, or pain, and should be kindly and firmly enforced. Reasonable means the consequence must not include piggybacking and is reasonable from the child's point of view as well as the adult's. Revealed in advance means that allowing a child to know what will happen if he or she chooses a certain behavior. If any of the four R's is missing, it can no longer be called a logical consequence. Focusing on solutions. Traditional discipline focuses on teaching kids what not to do or what to do because someone else said so. Positive discipline focuses on teaching children what to do because they have been invited to think through the situation and use some basic guidelines, such as respect and helpfulness, to find solutions. They are active participants in the process, not passive receivers. The three R's and an H for focusing on solutions. 1. Related. 2. Respectful. 3. Reasonable. And 4. Helpful. Using encouragement effectively. You will be more effective in redirecting the misbehavior to positive behavior when you remember that there is a hidden, discouraging belief behind the behavior. When discouragement is removed, the motivation for misbehavior will be also gone. How to encourage your child. Improvement, not perfection. Perfection is such an unrealistic expectation, and very discouraging to those who feel they must live up to it. Children would rather not try at all than experience constant discouragement because they don't live up to an adult's expectation of perfection. Redirecting misbehavior. Children who are disruptive often have good leadership skills. When you see that, it is not too difficult to work with a child and help redirect the behavior in a contributing direction. Avoid social pressure. It can be difficult to use effective procedures with children when adults feel social pressure. When friends, neighbors, relatives, or other teachers are observing your interaction with misbehaving children, you may feel your effectiveness as a parent or teacher will be judged by how well you handle the situation. It's easy, under these circumstances, to feel that these observers expect immediate perfection, so the pressure is on. Schedule special time. One of the most encouraging things parents can do for their children is to spend regular, scheduled special time with them. You may already spend lots of time with your children. However, there is a difference between have-to time, casual time, and scheduled special time. Children under 2 require lots of time and are not really old enough to comprehend special time. Between the ages of 2 and 6, children need at least 10 minutes a day of special time that they can count on. From ages 6 to 12, children may not require special time every day, but they like to count on at least half an hour a week. The important part is that children know exactly when they can count on time that has been set aside especially for them. There are several reasons why special time is so encouraging. 1. Children feel a sense of belonging and significance when they can count on special time with you. 2. Scheduled special time is a reminder to you about why you had the children in the first place. 3. When you say you're busy and your children want your attention, it is easier for them to accept that you don't have time. The tools introduced here are some of the positive discipline tools. The program as a whole is a campfire for parents and teachers who desire timeless principles that work instead of theories that do not. It's tools that are building blocks for helping children develop self-discipline, responsibility, and positive capabilities and attitudes. They can really change your life and improve your relationships with children at home and in the classroom.